Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Inside the Asperger Studios. Are you looking for a health and wellness coach that has a side of ADHD who can help you get back on track? Well, my next guest is just that. So sit back, relax, and grab your favorite beverage, and let's learn more about her. See you there.
I wanna believe in the truth, but only see what I'm shown. Got the freedom to choose, but can't decide on my own. Follow what the group is thinking, bottle up my intuition till it's popping out the box.
Hello and welcome back to another episode of Inside the Asperger Studios. Today I'm joined with Danette Deichmann. Welcome to the show, Danette.
Thank you.
So why don't we start off with, why don't you tell me a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, sure. I am Danette Dykeman. I'm a health optimization coach and nomad, full-time on the road. I've been living in my camper van for the last 2 years, building my health coaching practice, and I help people through nutrition, diet, exercise, sleep, and stress management, regain their health and pivot away from metabolic disease.
So, you have ADHD. When were you diagnosed with it?
I was diagnosed with ADHD, or ADD is what they called it for girls being diagnosed in 1993, about. So I was about 8 years old.
And when you got diagnosed, did things start to make sense to you of why you were so different than everyone else?
At that time, I was diagnosed. My father also was diagnosed at the same time as me with ADD. And some traits that we had the same definitely made sense. And there was an aggression incident at school, which is what kind of flagged to my teachers that I needed checked out. So yeah, behaviorally and focus were my main issues that came to light.
All right. What was it like growing up with ADD?
Back then, 90 again, 93 was not what it is today. No one knew what ADD was. That actually got said in my classroom that I had AIDS, so it was a little traumatizing, just because that's how foreign of a diagnosis it was at that point. So I say I have a mixed kind of mixed review of my experience with ADD because I know so many people go undiagnosed for a long time, and that can be frustrating. But at the same time, being diagnosed super early and medicated super early also has benefits, pros and cons. There's good and bad to both of it, I think.
So, if you don't mind me asking, what kind of medicines did they put you on when you, for your ADD?
Yeah, back then, talk therapy or nutritional changes or behavioral changes, like I said, therapy or things that they do now to treat ADD wasn't available. So it was just that we had these new drugs. Most commonly were Adderall and Ritalin. So that's what I was tried on first. And then we settled on a low dose of Ritalin that was my main thing I stayed on for 25 years.
All right. Now, you had just gone off, you've been 25 years on your meds, and then you recently decided to go off of them. What was that decision to say, I'm not feeling right, I need to go off them? What made you decide to do that?
Yeah, it was, are the drugs benefiting me more than they're disadvantaging me? Am I getting as more benefit or the benefit I need to put up with the side effects I'm getting? So I had all the common, weight fluctuations from gaining a lot of weight and then not eating. I was put on different drugs to manage other symptoms that had reactions or side effects with the Ritalin. So there were side effects and complications. And from being on a medication from the time I was 8, I really didn't know my baseline. When you're so young, you don't know what pre-medication, you don't remember, you don't have any idea what, like I said, your baseline is. So a curiosity of wondering, if the drugs were as beneficial to me as I had been told they should be. It's kind of sold to you as an all-in-one fix or a complete fix, and that you're just going to be on the drugs for the rest of your life. You're not really given other options unless you explore that yourself, which can be scary because there's not a lot of support in exploring going off of medication or being off medication.
All right. So what made you decide to start your business?
So I was a sick kid. I don't know if it had anything to do with ADD, but my immune system was pretty shot. I was getting strep throat and all kinds of different infections that carried into college and then into adulthood. So from being sick, from having ADD and depression, I was on my own health journey, and I was going to doctors. And just like with Ritalin being the fix for ADD, antibiotics and other medications were supposedly the fix to all my other health ailments. And I just felt like there had to be a better way. I was kind of pounding my head into a brick wall and not getting anywhere with Band-Aid fixes and medication. So I went the path of my health coaching certification and learning all these different nutritional and sleep and stress management, and how all of that can play a big role in impacting your health and helping you. So with fixing myself and learning all of this, it was knowledge I wanted to share with other people and hopefully help make their journey to health easier.
So how is your business doing today?
It's at a place where marketing is the biggest struggle. I love my clients. I love doing the coaching work. I feel like it's a very necessary piece. Doctors don't have much time to discuss our nutrition or lifestyle that can really impact our health. So I think health coaching is a very necessary place, and there's going to be more people turning to it, I think, as it gets more well known.
Now, are any of your clients neurodivergent? And do you, when you deal with a neurodivergent, do you go about a different way when you're dealing with a regular client?
I don't have a specific protocol for working with neurodivergent clients. Like I said, all of my knowledge is from my coursework and my own health. So from dealing with, or not dealing with, but from working with nutrition as a way to treat ADD symptoms, I offer that as an approach to help any clients going through the same thing.
So you went off your meds 25 years ago. What was it like to go from being on your medicine to all of a sudden being free of it all? Did you start to get like a clearer head? Were you thinking straighter?
Yeah, so I was on medication for 25 years from the time I was 8 until the time I was about 30. And it's not a Cinderella story here or anything. It's not like the skies opened and everything was wonderful. It's actually a pretty big struggle to go off of those medications. And then to find other tools, because your symptoms aren't gone. You're just finding a different way to treat those symptoms. So you're relying on things, which my background is nutrition. So that's what I went to. And I treat my symptoms nutritionally by avoiding certain foods, by adding lots of other foods in, by doing something that's a very specific protocol for me, and a gut healing protocol as well. The brain and gut are very much connected, which is something we know more about today than we ever have before. So there's a lot of work with my gut to heal some of those symptoms. So it's not easy to get off the drugs, but it is possible.
So when you're dealing with a client, how do you approach them in dealing with their health and their nutrition? Do you figure out what they're eating first, or do you go about it a whole different way?
Yeah, so it's a pretty in-depth, about 30-page intake form where you do answer questions about what you ate as a childhood and grew up eating, what you eat now, do you cook, do you eat out a lot? So I get a really in-depth look at what your diet is like. And are you traveling for work? Are you feeding a family? Do you have a long commute? Because that all plays into the diet and nutrition that we go into. It's definitely not a cookie cutter approach, because everybody's lifestyle and what they can do is very different. And you can only be as good as what you're able to implement. So my approach is to meet everybody exactly where they are and do things that are going to be very sustainable in the long term for each client.
Now, how do you deal with a client who says, is more, let's say, their gluten tolerance or they have dairy intolerances? Because I know there are those who are celiacs. How would you go about dealing with someone who's either got a gluten tolerance or celiac? Because I know their diet is very specific and they can only eat certain things.
Yeah, so myself, I try to remain 100% gluten-free as well as dairy-free because that's really impactful to the ADHD and ADD brain. So by eliminating those for myself, I have a lot of advice for my clients that can be really supportive there. So with gluten-free, it's become a lot easier. Our shelves are lined with some really good and really bad replacements. I help them find the good placements for those gluten products. For example, pasta that's just your normal semolina or wheat durum pasta that we're all used to eating. There's things like a red lentil pasta or a cauliflower pasta now. So there's things where if Monday night is always spaghetti night, that can stay the same. You're just going to do a quick switch of the box that you pick up from the aisle in the store.
Yeah, a lot of people complain that when you go gluten free, it gets expensive. But it's all about managing what you buy and how much you buy of it. Because if you buy yourself a bulk of something, you don't have to go back to the store for a longer period of time. You still have your gluten free products in your shelf.
Yeah, groceries are expensive. Everything's expensive right now. You can things like Costco or Sam's Club where they have some really good options. Costco has the Bonza pasta, which is chickpea protein pasta, and it's gluten-free, high protein. It's really good for you and it's not going to break the bank. And eating out is really expensive. So if you're a family that or a person that orders a lot of takeout or goes out to eat a lot, just eliminating like that, you probably have an extra $30 or $45 in your grocery budget if you take out one night of going out to eat. So there's ways to do it. You just have to be a little clever about it.
What advice do you have for you for those who are trying to get off their ADHD meds and want to live a cleaner life?
So be patient with yourself, is the first thing, and find the right support. Usually, your traditional doctors, psychiatrists, psychologists. I didn't find a lot of support from them in getting off my medications. There's some really good books at this point to support that and to kind of share that you're not alone, that this is common and this is something that a lot of people struggle to do and that there isn't a great way to do it, but there is support out there. Finding something like a health coach or a nutritionist to start with, even before you think about going off medication, you can start to tweak your diet and see if you can get some resolve from some of your symptoms or get to feeling a little healthier, so you feel more prepared to go off of your diet. So be patient and find some support.
Now, what is it like living as a nomad with ADHD?
So there's a lot of micro decisions every day in the nomadic life. We have to decide where we're going, usually find a spot to sleep, things like laundry, water, emptying your sewage. Those are all things that you don't have to do in living in a house. So there's a little bit of overwhelm, and it can be very overwhelming to me if I don't have a little bit of a plan. Or know that I'm doing something a certain day of the week. So it's just been a little bit of playing it by ear and some adjustment. I've done this for 2 years now, so it's getting better. But the micro decision process is probably the biggest thing that sticks out as an ADDer, that was a little harder for me in the beginning.
Now, do you feel that nutrition plays a big piece in the ADD life?
Absolutely. I think, like I mentioned, gluten and dairy all play into what they can do in your gut. I grew up in the 80s, so we were not talking at all about the artificial flavorings in our food or the artificial dyes and coloring. We now know that Red 40 and some of the blue dyes are linked to behavioral issues, specifically ADD and autism. and that there is research backing that. Those are dyes that are illegal and banned in Europe that are still legal here, except for California. I think they just banned it, and that will be going into effect in 2026, I believe. So we are getting more educated on those things and getting caught up to the rest of the world. But to bring it back, that nutrition plays a significant role. I think it can amplify your symptoms a lot if you're eating the wrong things. And on the other side of that, can really help your symptoms if you know what to eat for your own gut and your own body makeup and know what works for you and what gives you a little bit more focus or a little bit more behavior stabilization, mood stabilization, if that's your symptoms.
Now, when someone's got ADHD, and what advice would you give them nutrition and health wise to like manage what they're eating and what they're putting in their systems, as opposed to like just trying to eliminate everything?
Like patience, like I said, you have to be patient and you have to be willing to experiment. So the good thing is with food, for the most part, you're not going to do any damage to yourself if you take something out or put something in. If you're experimenting with whole foods, as long as you're getting enough calories, you're free to do that. It's way safer than experimenting with medication. Mm-hmm. So be patient and kind of experiment. And the baseline is that gluten, dairy, and sugar all have major effects on people on the spectrum, as well as ADD and ADHD.
I know for a fact that I remember reading people saying the minute they started eliminating sugars from their diet, carbs from their diet, all of a sudden it was like a total 180, and they started feeling better, they getting more energy, they don't feel like crap every morning. How would someone go about that without totally destroying their diet?
Without totally, I mean, you're experimenting. So if your whole diet is kind of carbs and sugar, which really the standard American diet is, it's a lot of carbohydrates, a lot of mm-hmm. high sugar processed foods, a lot of seed oils, all things that negatively affect ADD symptoms. There is research showing that. So again, it's more of an experiment. So my best recommendation is to do it one at a time. So if you feel like maybe you're more tired or you just feel sluggish after you eat a high gluten meal or high carbohydrate meal, maybe that's the first thing you take out. And you can start for a short period of time. You can do it for 2 weeks and see how you feel. And look on the shelves for replacements. If it's pasta, there's a lot of other carbohydrate free or like keto pastas or gluten-free pastas right next to it.
So when you started your business, how well did it go? I mean, did you start getting clients right away? Did you have clients free that you brought to you?
I've been in business for 2 years. So I started, I think like a lot of people do, just spreading the word of mouth, family and friends. You do some work for an energy exchange, I call it. So you're giving them sessions and doing the health coaching that you would usually do for a price, more for free, and just to get word of mouth referrals and testimonials. So that's my biggest advice to anybody trying to start a business is find what you can exchange just to get word of mouth going and to get some of those written testimonials.
So what is it like living a nomad life?
Living a nomad life. It's different every day. That's the most exciting part. There's always something different to see. There's a huge nomadic community. So you might think being on the road would be lonely, but there's actually a lot of nomads, a lot of people on the road exploring our country and other places. So that's probably my favorite part is the community and the people I've met and the friends I've made on the road.
Now, what made you decide to take on that life?
It was a myriad of things. In January of 2022, I quit my corporate job after 13 years doing sales for automotive. I decided to move on from that. And then There was a change in my personal life, and I moved on from the city I was living in and just didn't want to pick another city. Didn't want to put down roots in a new place that I wasn't sure that I was going to love. So I wanted to be on the road and explore and just see if there was another city or town or place that kind of called to me.
Now, without medicine, how do you deal with things like focus and stimulation, which normal ADHD medicines help with?
Yeah, so breath work as well as meditation have been really helpful to me. Breath work is, I feel like, really good for me personally with ADD. Traditional meditation can be really hard to calm your mind down, but if you incorporate the breath and do a breath work meditation, it's much easier to kind of slow your brain down, focus on the breath, heart rate down, and just really feel back into your body. And that can be really good to do before I do something that I have to, that I know I have to focus on for a significant amount of time.
Now, do you deal with racing thoughts as well?
I do. I actually can't believe no one else does. I've heard that other people's brains are quiet, and I can't
No.
comprehend. I can't comprehend.
No, I deal with it too. Trust me, it keeps me up late at night. And finally, where can people find out more about you and your services?
Yeah, so I am mainly on Instagram at Danette R. May. And from there is my website, DanetteDeichmanWellness.com. And I do a free 30-minute coaching consultation. So you can work with me for free for 30 minutes. From there, you walk away with a few actionable tasks. You get to see what it's like to work with a health coach. And see if that's something that would benefit you or you'd like to try.
And that's it, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Reed Miles. That was Danette Dykman, and I'll see you in the next one. Thank you, Danette.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.